Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. All week we've been focusing on our desire for eternal life, the power of Jesus in the Eucharist, and how this living bread has come down from heaven. John chapter 6 is filled with such important aspects of our relationship with God, especially as we receive Him in Holy Communion in the Eucharist. Today it leads us to the beautiful passage from the Acts of the Apostles, in which Saul, who later became St. Paul, had to have a transformation experience. And I know in my life I need to be more attentive as well. Jesus says to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" This important question, "Why are you persecuting me?" is something even in the midst of the Easter season for us to reflect upon. I need to in my life, and I wonder if that's the same for you. Why are you persecuting me? And you might say, "Well, I don't persecute Jesus. I love the Lord." Okay. How do we love the Lord? Well, we're called to love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. But Jesus also says, "Whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me." So Saul was going about his way, thinking he was doing what was great, was being entertained by persecuting the Christians. And so Jesus comes to him in this powerful voice, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul was too proud to actually understand the impact. He wasn't looking at others as his brother and sister. Rather, they were just in the way, on the path to rising through the Roman Empire, perhaps, or this idea of preaching about a Jesus whom he either refused to believe in or had not yet known. Regardless of Saul's agenda, his will was not in alignment with the will of God. And so Jesus intervenes for the Christian people, the early church, and asks this very important question. In our own lives, friends, how many times do we find ourselves people who, instead of building up, we might tear down? Instead of doing the right thing, I'm convinced I need to be right. Who, instead of apologizing and forgiving and moving on, we hold on to anger, resentment, frustration, etc. "Why are you persecuting me?" the Lord says. And also for ourselves, friends, we need to ask ourselves the question. If we can't forgive ourselves, if we can't let things go, if we can't abide in God, then aren't we also persecuting Jesus even when we wrestle with ourselves, in our own minds, in our own guilt, denial, grief, whatever we might be struggling with? Jesus wants us to be free of all these shackles, just like he wanted Saul to be free. Free from persecuting him, so that we can live according to the mission he's given to us. So how can I be more attentive to my language? It's easy to kill people with a weapon, and that's our tongue. It's easy to berate people in our minds, even though I may not say things, I may look at others and think. What about the sins of omission too? I could have helped, but I hold back. These are just some examples of how I'm guilty of persecuting Jesus by my lack of love towards others and a lack of love towards myself. I can say I love God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And yet, when it comes to showing respect for others, how ignorant I am to not realize that I am actually persecuting the Lord. Whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me. So, inspired by that line, using it as a life mission and motto to keep us on the straight and narrow, when I see someone who aggravates me, when I'm dealing with a situation that is less than desirable, when I'm called out of my convenience of daily living to the inconvenience of the surprise to respond to a need at hand, can I lift these opportunities, individuals, and experiences to God and say, Lord, I don't want to persecute you. I want to make you happy. I want to make you proud of me. I want to use your grace to allow me not to choose sin, but to choose righteousness in the situation. And then strive to make that life change. If Saul can go from the persecutor of the Christians to the evangelizer of the Gentiles, so can we. How can we love like God is asking us to love? How can we let go and let God more freely in our lives? How can each of us focus on persecuting less and loving more? Starting in little ways and then moving to great ways in our life where we need true transformation like Saul needed. God gave him a new name. He became Paul. And then eventually, of course, a saint of our church. God wants the same for us. He's given us a new name by calling us his children and giving us the name Christian. Christ, which means the anointed one. We're to be a follower of he who is the light of the world, the anointed one of God, our Messiah, our Savior, and our King. In this Easter season, the church gives us this passage from Acts to teach us of Saul's need to become aware. May we be more aware of the tendency to perhaps persecute as opposed to love. And let's choose the latter, not the former, in every person we meet, in every situation we find ourselves, and ask God for the endurance to overcome our weakness, overcome our ego, overcome our laziness, and seek ways to make him proud. So that as our Abba, our daddy, looks down upon us, he sees his son or his daughter living, striving, acting in righteousness, in holiness, and filled with the spirit of peace. Let's stop choosing to persecute the Lord. Let's bring him comfort. Let's bring him compassion. And let's bring him true love. For we show our love for God by following his commandments and loving one another as God has called us to love him and to love ourselves. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.